Video games are being played at a rampant rate in today's society. According to the Education Database Online, a staggering 65% of households in America play video games, and about a quarter of these gamers are under the age of 18. Penn State Media Studies professor Michael Schmierbach says that this age group is the most susceptible to becoming addicted.
Realistically, I think the bigger reason that you see more young people than old people showing signs of quote, video game addiction is simply because younger people are more likely to be playing video games.
According to the book Adolescent Addiction, Epidemiology, Assessment, and Treatment, video games playing is seen as socially isolating, causing social anxiety, and preventing children from developing social skills. Gaming addiction is a rather new phenomenon. The psychological effects of this addiction are prevalent in people who show symptoms of being hooked. Penn State clinical psychologist Stephen Wilson says it's not unlike cigarette smoking.
Some people, when they first smoke cigarettes, for example, get really, really sick. Some people don't get as sick, and the people who don't get as sick seem to be more likely to become dependent or addicted to the cigarettes. That's just an example.
Niels Clark and P. Siobhan Scott, authors of Game Addiction, The Experience and the Effects, say that games make it easy for us to fulfill deep and spectacular desires. And this can become a behavioral addiction that, according to Penn State's Michael Schmierbach, can disrupt a person's regular routine.
If you know that you need to get a good night's sleep, and yet you don't because you feel somehow obligated to play games instead. Or you know you should be at class, or you know you should be at work, or you know you should be at a meeting.
Addiction is the state of being enslaved to a habit or practice or to something that is psychologically or physically habit-forming, as with narcotics, to such an extent that a cessation causes severe trauma. Psychologist Stephen Wilson says other problems like depression often come with an addiction.
It's not uncommon to see people become depressed or anxious or have problems with those kinds of things in addition to the addiction itself. So a lot of kind of things can happen.
And regular daily activities can become disrupted as well.
Their use becomes more regular, it becomes heavier, and it starts to interfere with other parts of their lives. So they might start maybe missing work or not fulfilling family responsibilities.
Some may ask what video game addiction really is. Professor Schmierbach says an addiction to video games can have several symptoms.
Usually the sorts of things that are on an inventory of video game addicts would be failing to miss appointments, failing to maintain social connections, failing to get work done, losing sleep, having other negative health outcomes.
Gamers who show signs of addiction gain a dependency on their games. Schmierbach thinks that they have become a necessity to the addicts.
It's not even about saying, well, I find games more enjoyable, but it's just about saying, I find that I have to play games rather than doing things I know I should be doing.
As with any addiction, there are ways to combat it. According to videogameaddiction.org, simply finding other ways to spend your time will help. Dr. Wilson believes that talking it out is an important part of the process.
You know, simple talk therapy can be effective for a lot of people, you know, things to help them with withdrawal symptoms.
Professor Schmierbach says addiction stems from a more deeply rooted compulsive issue, and the only way to solve the problem is to get to the heart of it.
Trying to figure out and get at the root of whatever is leading to that more general compulsive tendency, I think, is important.
Video game addiction is becoming a more serious issue as technology is growing and more avenues for intense gaming are opening. For Com Radio, I'm Aquil Williams.